thanks so much for joining me once again. It is with regret that I begin today by bringing you sad news reaching us from Moscow, where early Friday morning His Holiness Patriarch Alexis II passed away. Let's listen to Pope Benedict XVI's message of tribute read for us by Sean Patrick Lovett.
I was profoundly saddened to receive news of the death of His Holiness Alexei II, Patriarch of Moscow and of all the Russias, and with fraternal affection I wish to convey to the Holy Synod and to all the members of the Russian Orthodox Church my most sincere condolences, assuring you of my spiritual closeness at this very sad time. In my prayer I beseech the Lord to welcome into His kingdom of eternal peace and joy this tireless servant, and to grant consolation and comfort to all those who mourn his passing. Mindful of the common commitment to the path of mutual understanding and cooperation between Orthodox and Catholics, I am pleased to recall the efforts of the late Patriarch for the rebirth of the Church after the severe ideological oppression which led to the martyrdom of so many witnesses to the Christian faith. I also recall his courageous battle for the defense of human and gospel values, especially in the European continent, and I trust that his commitment will bear fruit in peace and genuine progress, human, social, and spiritual. At this sad time of loss, as his mortal remains are consigned to the earth, in the sure hope of resurrection, may the memory of this servant of the gospel of Christ be a support for those who are now in sorrow and an encouragement for those who will benefit from his spiritual legacy as leader of the venerable Russian Orthodox Church. With fraternal affection in the risen Lord, Benedict XVI.
Also on Friday morning, Philippa Hitchin spoke to the head of the Vatican's Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper. Let's listen.
A committed pastor who led his church through the challenges of transition from the Soviet era to the present day. That's how the head of the Vatican's Council for Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, describes the late patriarch in a telegram of condolences sent to the Russian Orthodox Church in Moscow on Friday. As the Holy See's top spokesman for ecumenical dialogue, the cardinal travelled many times to meet with Patriarch Alexis. During his last visit to Moscow in June, he gave the Russian Orthodox leader a letter from Pope Benedict, who warmly welcomed the growing closeness between the two churches. In the telegram, Cardinal Kasper says the Patriarch's personal commitment to improved relations with the Catholic Church has never been in doubt, despite the difficulties and tensions which have emerged over the years.
I met you several times already when I was bishop in Stuttgart, several times in my present capacity as president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. The meetings with him were always very kind and friendly, and I never had thought that he desires a rapprochement between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church, notwithstanding all difficulties and sometimes also tensions. But his general desire was clear.
How will he be remembered, do you think, both in the Orthodox world and beyond?
He was one of the important leaders of the Church in a period of transition from the communist period to the present situation. He had to reconstruct the Church after the breakdown of communism and to reconstruct many dioceses, parishes, monasteries, education institutions. And at the end he saw that the institutional reconstruction is not enough, that the spiritual renewal is necessary. So we recommend now His Holiness Patriarch Alexei to the misericord of God, and that he may recompense all what he did in a long and committed ministry to the Church.
Cardinal Walter Kasper will lead a delegation from the Vatican to the funeral of Patriarch Alexis II in Moscow later this week. I'm Philippa Hitchin.